The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, it's Keith Smith, Atlanta Falcons fullback, and you're listening to Pro Football Chase Podcast.
This is Jamon Bushrod, Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
Hey, it's Jimmy Ward. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Packers wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling. It's the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
Hello, this is center Nick Martin for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to Pro Football Chase Podcast.
Hey, it's Willie Gay Jr., Chiefs linebacker, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Keith Kirkwood, wide receiver, number 19 for the Carolina Panthers, and you're listening to the podcast of Pro Football Chase.
Hey, everyone, it's Chris Wormley here, Steelers defensive lineman, and you guys are listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
Hey, what's up? It's Browns linebacker, Jacob Phillips, and we're live on the Chase Podcast.
All right, what's going on, y'all? This is Channing Sullivan, number 39 for the Green Bay Packers, and you're tuning in to Pro Football Chase. Let's go.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. And joining me for an interview today is TCU tight end Artavius Lynn. So, Artavius, I know you're busy training out for the upcoming NFL draft. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good to hear it. And I like to start these interviews to the high school days. I saw that you were rated as the nation's number 2 prep school tight end and number 5 overall player from a prep school. You chose TCU over Florida. Looking back on that decision, are you happy with how things have turned out?
Well, as far as my production in college, I most definitely like enjoyed my time at TCU. You know, just the things I've learned over the 5 years of being there, just, you know, I struggle with a lot of things. I feel like other schools would have just gave up on me because, you know, I probably just wasn't, like, there mentally. But I think TCU definitely helped me, like, just develop the right mindset over the years. And they kind of, like, helped me focus on, like, get my degree. It was just kind of, like, more than just football with TCU. So I'm kind of glad I spent my 5 years there.
Artavius, you redshirted your freshman season and appeared in 9 games your sophomore year before cracking the starting lineup in 2018. Who was your biggest mentor during your first couple of years on campus?
Chauncey and Franks and Coleman Maxwell. They just some character coaches that kind of, like, you know, got me involved in, like, LCA, had me come to, like, LCA meetings, just got me around the right people. And I told them that I was kind of, like, big on, like, you know, just believing in God, and, like, God's kind of, like, the, like, leader of my life. And they just helped guide me through, kind of, like, if I ever needed anything, you just, you know, you can call them any time of the night, you can text them whenever, and just they pray with you. They just kind of keep you kind of, like, level-headed through all your trials and tribulations.
That's great, Artavius. You know, I'm a big Christian as well, and that's one of the things I notice when I take a look at your social media pages. In fact, the statement you put out when you said you were foregoing that last year of eligibility to the NFL draft, you thank God first and foremost, which I think is important because he keeps us grounded, he keeps us focused on what we're trying to pursue, and he guides us there every step of the way. Being a man of faith, Artavius, how has that helped your journey and your maturity as a player on and off the field?
It most definitely helped me a lot because, you know, coming from where I come from, like, I've been, like, you know, poverty. Like, poverty is really real where I'm from, and it was just the things I've been through in my life, and my mom always taught me to, like, pray, and, you know, God get you through anything. And all the time we would be late up at night crying about certain things, about, like, probably not having this or not having that. And my mom always taught me to just pray and be grateful for what you got and just keep on, like, so I kind of, like, over the years, like, they, like, resonated with me. And I kept just, like, believing in myself, believing in God, and just things definitely got better. Like, even just even being able to, like, go to college, period, like, not many really just get that opportunity. Like, and like I said, like, especially where I come from, like, it's just not, like, it's not common. So it was real big for me, like, to just, if God brought me this far, I know he'll bring me farther, you know? So that's kind of like the mindset I kind of like kept like through my whole journey, like, and even now and farther in the future, and I could tell the next person.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Artavius, keep going, man. You're an inspiration for a lot of people. You may not recognize it right now, but when you get to that level, NFL, and people see the upbringing that you have come through and you've been able to make it, persevere, stay strong through it all. I mean, that is what it's about. So keep up that same energy, man. I know God always has a plan for us moving forward. So it's refreshing to hear that, hey, you had a unique journey. You had some trials, some tribulations, but you're still going forward. You're still moving into the direction that you want to pursue. So definitely keep that mindset. That is certainly inspiring for a lot of kids, I'm sure, that have looked up to you up to this point in your career.
Definitely.
Back to the gridiron, all right? You went on to start 5 games in 2019. You caught 11 passes for 118 yards and 1 touchdown. You nearly replicated that performance in just 4 starts this season in 2020. 7 receptions, 88 yards, 1 touchdown. I know that some injuries have plagued you throughout your career at TCU, but in that just short period of time, you were pretty productive. What do those numbers say about your potential to become a real threat in the NFL?
For me, this season, I kind of like honed it in on like finding like an extreme like role that like fits like me, and start thinking more about like what's best for the team as far as just like I used to kind of like be like, okay, Pro Wells listed at the receiving tight end. I'm the blocking tight end, but I'm kind of like, well, I can do what Pro Wells can do, so why can't? But I changed my mindset on it. I was kind of like, after my son was born, I kind of took that perspective of like, you know, it's not about me no more. Like, how could I like benefit from it? You know, so how could I help the team like in the best way I can? So I was like, hell, if they want me to block, that's what I'll do. That's what I do it to the best of my ability. If they wanted me to run routes and go catch this ball, I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability. Hell, if they needed me to go get water, like, I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability. And that's kind of like what I kind of honed in on for this season. So I feel like I came out with like a good start of the season with the games I have played, because I had that mindset of just like, at this point, it's about me winning my job on the field, doing my job on the field and winning every rep, as many reps as I can. And that kind of like helped me just like, that mindset period kind of helped me just go forward, like with just game after game for the 4 games I did play in. So that helped me. So
how do you feel like that mindset, with you being very open-minded, team-first oriented, how is that going to help translate to your success at the next level?
I feel like I'll do really good with that mindset, because, you know, you can't find many tight ends in the league nowadays that'll go block and go run routes and be a threat in the blocking game, be a threat in the receiving game. So I feel like with that mindset, it's kind of like, and I know I'm capable of doing both. So I feel like I'll last a long time, because, you know, if you need me to go block somebody, don't mind putting my hand in the ground and going to shed somebody up, you know, on the block or something. If they need me to go split out, go catch a pass, I can do that too. And I kind of like think that's going to really help me, because I don't have that mindset of, oh, I'm this type of tight end, or I'm this type of tight end. I feel like, what you need me to do? Like, and I think any coach probably would want that on the team. And I think it's going to help me last, like, as I like to say, hopefully help me last. Like, and I wouldn't say that I was like the best blocker. Like, I'm the best blocker. I'm the best. I just did it, you know, like, I just took the mindset of like, you know, Coach Cumbie used to tell me, he's always been like, man, 90% of blocking is just want to, you know, it just want to. The game is mental. So once I got my mentals right with the game, that's kind of an approach you take. And it's kind of true that once you got the right mindset, 90% of it be want to. You got to want to win. You got to want to block. You got to want to go catch the ball. You got to want to do it. So, and I don't think too many coaches don't want that on their team.
I would agree with that. That is 100% accurate. You're 6'6", 250 plus pounds. And talking about getting the blocking down, you certainly have gotten that receiving aspect of your game down, because you are a threat when the ball's in your hands over the middle. Seen some highlights from you. You can make people miss out in space. You're athletic. Your ability to make plays sideline to sideline, up the field, short distance routes. What makes you difficult to defend in the pass game?
I just find a mismatch. If I know you're smaller than me and you're quicker than me, I kind of like, which I know I probably need to work on, like separation out of my routes. That's one thing I kind of want to like work on as far as while I'm training now. But like, I just take the mindset of this guy is like way faster than me. He runs a 4.4, 4.3, but he's smaller than me. I kind of want to keep him close and just use my body, because you're not, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to, there's nothing much you can do. Like, I'm just big, you're small, so I'm going to try to use my body. If I get somebody that's big and I know not the same speed as me, I'm faster, then that's when I try to play speed games. Like, okay, let me run past him. Let me do this. So I kind of just like, it just comes. I don't know how it comes. Mind you, I was a basketball player most of my life. So in basketball, people didn't know that I could dribble, I could shoot. I'm talking about like...
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Dribble Drew, not one of those, like, I can actually, like, move the ball in my hands and I can shoot. So in basketball, it was like my coaches always tell me, if you got, like, a big, slow singer guy on you, bring him to the three-point line and go bomb. You can shoot the ball. If you got somebody small on you, get in the paint and body him up. So when I did start playing football, I took that same approach to the football field. Like, my body, like, use my body. For the most part, use my body.
And that's exactly what makes you effective in the red zone, because in a sense, you're trying to box out your opponent when you're in the end zone, jousting for positioning. So playing basketball, and you know there's another iconic tight end that comes from that basketball background, Antonio Gates. Have you ever watched any film on him and how he's able to replicate his basketball skills into becoming a Hall of Fame tight end?
Most definitely. Like, you, as a tight end, you just three tight ends. I feel like two tight ends you just have to know about. Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez, if you play tight end. That's for any tight end. You just have to know, like, you have to study them tight ends. Also, another tight end I kind of, like, looked at with the basketball aspect was Jimmy Graham. He kind of was, like, the reason why I kind of, like, wanted to do, like, well, Tony Gonzalez is the reason why I won number 88. But when Jimmy Graham went to the Seahawks and he was number 88 coming from the Saints, and I was just like, he played basketball too. Like, that's kind of like my, he kind of like the role model from the game of like where I was trying to be with my game, because the Saints was like splitting them out, outside receiver, hand in the ground, slot, like he was blocking. I was like, that's kind of like where I want to be at. Like, and it wasn't easy trying to get myself to that standpoint, because in high school when I played football, my coach knew I was a basketball player. Like, I never played football a day in my life before. Like, never played football. And it was put your hand in the ground and go run around and just catch the ball. I ran corners, all streaks, and posts, and drags across the field all in high school. That's all I ever did. Never really stayed in and blocked nobody. So when I got to college, it was like, oh, this is going to be a journey, because I was never used to, like, putting my hands on anybody besides catching the ball. Mm-hmm. But like I said, the mindset changed once. I was like, man, like, people used to tell me, man, do you know what you can't find too many tight ends that would just do both. So I kind of just like, all right, bet, like, we finna get gritty and we finna get pretty.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And I saw you recently played in the 2021 Hula Bowl in Hawaii and were able to compete with some other college standouts. How was that experience beneficial for you?
I called my mom the first night I got to Hawaii, and I was just like, we was on the phone. We had like a little sad moment, because I was like, mom, like, football like has took me so many places. Like, I never thought in a million years I'd get to go to Hawaii. But then again, I told her, like, she was like, yeah, go out there to the beach and enjoy yourself. Like, I was like, yeah, I want to go get in the beach and stuff. I said, but then I had to let her know, like, what I was here for. I was like, I'm on a business trip. I'm out here to prove myself on why I feel like I should be drafted or why I feel like I deserve a chance at the NFL. Like, I had explained that to her, but she was like, yeah, you just keep your head down and keep working and stuff. But it was definitely a great experience. I got to meet, like, some people there, like, within just a week, some people I didn't grew, like, lifetime bonds with. And it was just, like, it was just some stuff happened out there that I didn't think I could do. Because as far as, like, learning the game of football, I always thought that I have to, like, see it on the board and have to go out there and do it to just, like, you know, to process it. So I started, like, with the coach, I was just like, okay, let's. They were just telling us, okay, on this play, the tight end got this route. This person got their route. And I was like, well, I don't know if I can get it. But once I just honed in on it, like, it was like, I was like, oh, yeah, I got it. It's easy. It started coming natural. And after that, I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of like, I was kind of killing out there in Hawaii in practices and stuff. But it was a great experience overall for me.
That's incredible, man. All the way in Hawaii, I'm assuming you were there, you know, focused, as you just said, on your craft, trying to prove yourself to all the NFL personnel were there. But did you have any opportunity to get out there in Hawaii and enjoy the life a little bit or no?
They let us go like probably like 2 days. We still had curfew, but like, mind you, COVID's still out. So I kind of wasn't trying to like go do anything spectacular because I was like, well, I don't want to test positive before this game. But I went by the beach. I think I went in like to this little mall area. I had bought my son like 2 pair of like shoes. And I kind of took like a bunch of like pictures and videos to be like, well, it's going to stick with me forever. Like, I can go back where I'm from and say, yeah, I was in Hawaii. Like, you know, you don't wake up to that every day, like I said. So, but I enjoyed it, man. Hawaii is beautiful. I ain't going to lie. It's very beautiful. Like, with COVID, a lot of things wasn't, like, open. Like, they said they couldn't take us to, like, Pearl Harbor. They always, like, usually they'll take us to Pearl Harbor. And Pearl Harbor, one of my favorite movies. Top 5, one of my favorite movies. I was like, bro, if I could have went to Pearl Harbor, I probably would cry.
You obviously have NFL scouts and personnel watching your film right now from TCU. What do you want them to see when they flip on and watch number 88?
I definitely want them to see the versatility, like, in my game. Like, and this dude can go split out. This dude can go put his hand in the ground and cover up somebody on the block. This dude can be in the backfield playing, like, fullback, coming in from a two-point stance in the backfield, like, I just want them to see the versatility. That's kind of like my main thing, was just seeing the versatility. Like, well, how will he fit in my system? I don't know, but we can definitely put him somewhere on the field because he's capable of doing it.
And what sets your work ethic apart from others, Artavius? It sounds like you are a team-first guy. You're honed in on improving as a player. What are some things you can bring to an NFL organization that would make them better?
Like I said again, the versatility. And just the mindset I have from just, like, coming from where I come from, just, like, being just, like, the underdog. I've been an underdog about a lot of stuff my whole life. And hopefully I can find a veteran that really, like, help me, like, elevate my game to another level. And then I can do that for the next person. Like, somebody will follow. If I follow somebody that's doing something, that's always doing something right, then I feel like I'm doing something right. That's kind of like how I was with, like, my teammate, Gary Wallow. Dude, always doing stuff right. So I kind of, like, that's why I try to surround myself around people like that. So if he's doing something right, then I know if I'm around him, I'm doing something right, you know. So it's kind of like the same approach as the things that he taught me in life, the same thing I take to the league with me.
Well, you definitely have the right blueprint, Artavius. Now, you said you're training right now. Where are you training at, and who are you training with?
I'm training at Exos in Frisco, Texas, with Brent Callaway. And my position coach out here is Coach Reggie Davis.
And how is that working out for you? Enjoy working out with those coaches and personnel?
Oh, most definitely. Got mad love and respect for Brent. He definitely know what he's doing, definitely know what he's talking about. They definitely taking care of, like, our bodies as far as just, like, treatment-wise, the training, the food, everything, just, like, And I kind of love it because I'm done with school, so I can put all my focus into it. Like, my focus can just go here. Like, because, you know, some could, you can put your focus anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like college where you can just, like, your position, your head coaches to college is going to be calling you, or your position coaches to college is going to be calling you, telling you, hey, we got this today. It's kind of like, you know, you're on your, I'm not saying you're on your own because you still have your agent and marketing people contacting you, make sure you're on the right page and stuff, but it's still like you can put your focus there, because a lot of people could put their focus anywhere else but training. Hey, I'm already a high draft pick. I could just, you know, chill and relax, or you can attack it many different ways.
I think you make a great point right there, Artavius, but we know coming up on Sunday, Super Bowl 55, the Chiefs and Buccaneers got two great tight ends themselves, Rob Gronkowski, Travis Kelce. I have to ask you, man, who are you going to pick to win that game?
That's hard, and I'll tell you why it's hard. So we got Devin White. He's from North Louisiana. And I always want to see hometown people represent, like, that part of Louisiana, because most of the time you hear about, like, New Orleans, South Louisiana. So I kind of want Devin to win. Like, man, this dude from, you know, he's from the area, and he won the Super Bowl. But you also got Snead, the corner on the other side for the Chiefs. He's from the same area. And I'm like, so I'm kind of like, man, may the best man win. And as far as just the Gronk and Travis Kelce, man, I got to rock with Gronk. I got to rock with Gronk, because Gronk just different. Gronk just, that's a grown man right there. Travis Kelce more, I feel like he does a little bit of blocking, but I feel like he's more the shifty, like, receiver tight end. And I feel like Gronk just, like, he remind me, like, that's who I kind of, like, I think I am. Like, just big, know how to use his body, will block, will go out and catch some passes. So I'm like, I'm rocking with Gronk on that one.
Hey, I respect your opinion. Both of those guys are outstanding in what they do. It should be a great game. Looking forward to watching that on Sunday. But Artavius, again, man, I appreciate you taking the time of your busy workout day, joining the podcast. I wish you the best, man, as you continue moving forward in the process. April's draft's going to come really quick, and I pray that a team gives you an opportunity so we can see you thrive at the next level.
Definitely. Thank you for having me also.
Yes, sir. Not a problem, man. Have a great weekend. God bless. And we'll be in contact.
All right. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.